It's been a long.
Students quietly and peacefully reflected on the grand jury's decision. Many say they're disappointed and saddened, and it makes them feel like in the criminal justice system, a black life does not have the same value as a white life. Akili Moyd is a sophomore at the university.
And I'm here because justice was not served for Mike Brown, regardless if Mark Brown did whatever the police said he did to him. He was unarmed. He was not a threat. And the police should have gotten something for what he done.
Brown's death was also personal to Will Chandler. Chandler is a student government president at Morehouse College and is just a few years older than Brown.
It could have been me. It could have been my brother. It could have been one of my friends.
Atlanta City Council President Caesar Mitchell was at the rally and urged students not to resort to violence. He reminded them that Atlanta has a long history of peaceful protests. But he also recalled looting and rioting in the city after the Rodney King verdict.
But it was a time for us at that moment to understand that that was not the answer. It never has been the answer, and it never will be the answer.
Clark Atlanta University President Carlton Brown also urged students to use their feelings to affect change in the criminal justice system and the community around them.
A big part of the struggle is what you do in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead of you.
Officer Wilson told the grand jury he drew his gun in an act of self-defense. Meanwhile, witnesses gave differing accounts about whether Brown had his hands up in the air or charged back toward Wilson before being fatally shot. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.